Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer, our first episode of 2017. I'm really excited for the new year. I think a lot of great things are going to happen. As I was thinking about the things I wanted to accomplish this year, I got to really wondering about what are the sort of things that would really make me productive coming into 2017 around my art, my creativity, and my photography. Because one of the things I really realized in 2016 is it was really easy for me to get sidetracked. I didn't get all the things accomplished that I wanted to. While there were a lot of things that unexpectedly happened for me and my family in 2016, I still didn't feel like I got really what I wanted done with my creative life. So as I sat down to look at the start of the new year, I was thinking about what are the things about my own productivity when I have felt the most productive in my creative life, and what were some of those core essences, what were some of those things that I actually did that really made a difference? Because at the end of the day, I really thought of myself a lot of times as pretty lazy. I just wasn't getting things done. I would sit down and watch TV. I'd always watch a movie. And one of the things I've realized about productivity is that you can't harp on and you can't criticize the choices you're making in life because for some reason you're making those choices. Maybe you're just exhausted at the end of the day, and that's why you decided to sit down and watch a movie. So one of the things about productivity is to cut yourself a little bit of slack, or cut myself a little bit of slack in that regard, in terms of what we're actually accomplishing and not accomplishing. Because a lot of times we set some weird goals. Like right now, I see a lot of people saying, oh, I'm going to do a 365 photo project because that's going to make me more productive. Well, that artificial constraint might make you more productive, but it also might hinder your creativity because you become obsessed with trying to make sure you're getting that photograph every day rather than experiencing and being present to what's going on in your life. So I think in that regard, it's one of the things you have to do is just realize really where you are in that space. One of the things that comes with productivity also is your prioritization. If your family is more important than your creative life at this point, then that's your priority. That's where your focus is going to be. And your productivity is going to be measured against what's going on with your family. The same time with a job, maybe your job demands have changed. So wherever your focus is really where you're going to have to look at that productivity. But that all being said, for me and for I think a lot of us, we would really like to step that productivity up in our creative life. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today, was really getting that focus. And what I don't want to talk about are some of the tools that we use to be more productive, because it's really easy to spend the time talking about how to use Evernote or Todoist or Things, or I have a Microsoft OneNote, or I'm using this labeling system in Gmail, or whatever you're doing to stay kind of organized. I wanted to talk a little bit more around some of the concepts that I think are important in a really productive, meaningful way, beyond the tools we use, because those are just things we overlay on top of an already existing structure that make things easier. But there's some underlying principles that I think are important. And the first one is reliability. When I was thinking about productivity, particularly around my camera equipment, one of the things that's important to me is reliability. So people always want to know, like, what kind of computer do I use? What kind of software do I use? What kind of memory cards do I use? And at the end of the day, while I might have certain preferences for certain brands or certain types of software or computer systems, reliability is the most important thing to me. When I pick up the camera and I push the shutter, I know the focus is going to work. I know it's going to write to the memory card. I know that it's going to transfer off the memory card. That reliability is so important. So when I think about productivity, one of the things that I really look for and hallmark and try to find and identify are the things that are reliable. That also goes to people. If I have friends that I go shoot with and they don't show up on a regular basis, the reliability of them showing up means that I don't want to shoot with them in the future. I want people who are going to show up and do the work with me because that's what we committed to. So finding the things that are reliable in your creative life, I think are important. Whether that's the right pen, the right person, the right camera, whatever it is, reliability is key, I think, in productivity. The other one is repeatability. The ability of something to happen over and over again pretty easily. That's why I'm a huge fan of like import presets into Lightroom or Capture One. I'm a huge fan of having actions in Photoshop. There's a repeatability to things we do over and over again that I think is important. When it comes to printing, you know, one of the things that Jean-Paul Caponegro taught me was to have a pre-flight and a printing checklist. So when I go to print, I do the exact same thing each time. It's really repeatable. I know exactly what settings to use for the printer, what exactly the settings should be in the print dialog box. I don't have to worry about making that mistake because it's so repeatable because it's written down and documented. So that repeatability, I think, is something that's really important for people to focus on. There's also a consistency that I think is important. One of the things about creative people, when you study creativity and other creative people, is we're amazed at how much they're actually able to accomplish. We're amazed at how many photographs they take. We're amazed at how many paintings they do. We're amazed at how much they can write. If you think about some of the blogs you read or some of the authors you read, you think about the volume of work they create. What's behind all that is a consistency and a dedication to doing it consistently, because that's what they do. That's what they love to do, is to do that work. So being consistent in your approach, I think, is also important. And that's not just from the time and the dedication to do the same thing over and over again consistently, but a consistency to the commitment, a consistency to the desire, a consistency to what your ultimate goals are. And I think that's really an important part of productivity too, is being able to know that this is going to happen the same way every time. For example, one of the things I like to do is get up in the morning. I like to get a cup of coffee. I drink the cup of coffee. I take a chance to just kind of sit, think, meditate. Then I look at my email and calendar for the day. Then I go out to my office. So there's a very consistent process that I go through on a regular basis. And I think that's important for all of us to develop these consistent ways of being, these consistent behaviors that really allows us to focus and be diligent and dedicated to the things we're doing. A couple other things about productivity that I think are really important. One is to avoid holding on to the past. So the ways we did things before, or the things we're attached to because they were expensive, we have to let those go. If you have a computer that you bought that just doesn't work, and you spend a lot of money on it, yes, but every day you spend 2 hours getting upset, rebooting it, patching it, making the monitor work, whatever it is, we got to learn to let go of that past, because just because something was there doesn't mean it's the right thing going forward. Software changes. Maybe your approach, the way you take photographs, has changed. Maybe you do need to experience a different type of photography. Maybe the subject matter has changed. So if you find yourself longing to photograph, you know, still lives, but you're a portrait photographer, you got to let that go. You got to let go of that past, because you're not being productive, because you're holding yourself back from stepping forward and accomplishing something you were meant to do. Another thing that I think is really disruptive to productivity, and I have found this in my own life to be probably one of the biggest things that I had to accept, was avoid multitasking when important things are happening. So I think we can multitask when non-important things are happening. For example, I might have a movie on and also be kind of flipping through news on my iPad. Neither one of those I need to have full dedication to. I can kind of achieve both, tune in and out of both. But when things are really important, and when we're really trying to stay productive and get something done and be focused on that, it's not the time to multitask. If you think about editing a photograph and trying to listen to a podcast, and you have a movie going on in Netflix, and you're also trying to do the laundry, and you're also trying to do something else, your ability to actually edit that photograph is going to be severely diminished, because you're not able to focus on the task at hand. So identify the things that are really critical to your creativity. Identify the things that are really significant in your creativity. And when you're doing those tasks, make sure that that's the only task you're doing. I know for my partner, when she writes, she actually can't have music on in the background because it provides a huge distraction. For me, when I'm editing photographs, I oftentimes have music, classical or jazz music, in the background, because it provides a level of white noise and it allows me to kind of just break the silence up, and I find that it actually increases my creativity. But I'm not actually sitting there trying to deconstruct and figure out what the music is. So it's not that you can't have multiple things going on, but you need to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're not having one element be a distraction against the other element. Another thing is, I think in productivity, we always read about coming up with tangible plans and goals, wishes, dreams, getting those things identified. And I think one of the things to productivity too is there's a realism to productivity. And there are small steps we take to that realism. So if the goal is to get to Antarctica to take photographs, and you know it's going to be $20,000, you have to break that down into small consumable chunks so that you can actually ultimately get to what is that end goal. So being realistic in what you're actually able to accomplish with your productivity and in the time you have, I think, is also important. If you know you need to save money, if you know you need to practice your camera equipment, if you need to take a workshop or whatever that is to get prepared for Antarctica, those small steps, I think, become significant, because they're allowing you to realistically achieve the goal rather than making it so insurmountable. So that realism is important. And then finally, we've talked about this before, but you got to write a bunch of stuff down. I think it's too easy to forget what we're working on. It's too easy to forget those goals and objectives. It's too easy to forget those reliable, repeatable, and consistent workflows or daily practices or behaviors that we're doing if we don't get those consistently documented. So writing those down, I think, is really important. As you move into 2017, I hope you have a really productive year, and I hope you take some time this week to sit down and really think about your own productivity. What are the things and what are the times in your life when you have felt the most productive, and what was actually happening then? What were those skills? What were those events? What were those moods? What was going on around you that made you really feel productive? Was it working with a team? Was it working alone? What was it? And then try to really enhance that and use that leverage to have a much more creative year, because I think you'll find that 2017 can be an incredibly productive year if you get really realistic about what you do and how you behave in a creative life. So a couple of other things coming up in 2017 related to productivity that I did want to mention is I'm getting ready to announce and I'm giving the listeners of the podcast kind of the first glance at that, an online black and white class, which I'm going to limit the number of enrollees, but it'll be an online class where we're going to talk about the nature of black and white photography. That'll culminate for those people in the Pacific Northwest who are willing to travel with some opportunity to come and actually print and work in the studio up here and actually get some of those black and white images created. I've also got a series of online Lightroom training videos that are coming out, and I've also got a bunch of content moving to the blog, and I'll make sure I mention those articles and things like that in the podcast so you can dip over and find those. But we'll be releasing a lot more content and a lot more varied kind of sources coming up in 2017. I also have a number of classes at the Photographic Center, and I'll be speaking at a number of conferences, and I'll make sure you get those dates when they become available. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and I will see you next week. Have a great time. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, or you can find us over at the web on www.theperceptivephotographer.com. I will see you next time.